Hey, everybody, Rob here, getting you ready for our Friday morning live feed update. I didn't issue a spoiler warning at the top of this because I was so excited to talk about everything that's going on with Big Brother. So just be advised that we're going to go right into talking about the show with the spoilers from Thursday overnight about the nominations and the new HOH. And if you really want to be spoiled in the good way, do your shopping on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast whenever you start your shopping with our link. RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon. For all your back-to-school needs, RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon. Or for our friends in Canada, it's RobHasAWebsite.com/AmazonCA. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back once again for our weekly check-in of the Big Brother live feeds after another very interesting newly crowned HOH. And it's like deja vu all over again because we sat here 1 week ago today to talk about a Victor HOH. And we are back once again to talk about the return of Victor HOH. Taryn, on Sunday night, will we be talking about another speech that was on fleek?
Absolutely.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, the poem.
Poem speech was on fleek.
Well, yeah. Victor even said to Victor's talking to Nicole very briefly, and she said, "If you put me up, are you going to give me a mean speech?" And he said, "Of course."
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's his thing. That's his thing. All right, so we are here, ready to go. I'm so pumped up that I skipped over introductions. Of course, we're ready to talk about everything that's going on from the Big Brother live feeds overnight. Alex Kidwell joins us as well. Alex, how are you?
Doing good. Ready to talk some live feeds.
Yeah, very exciting because we had such a big shakeup in the house this week. Then sort of a wet fart of a double eviction. But then we get to the HOH competition after the fact. And now the real moving and shaking begins here in Big Brother 18. So, Alex, we found out overnight Victor was the HOH. How did that come to be?
Well, it seems like the competition was this competition they've done in the past where, you know, it's some kind of questionnaire thing where two people go up and the first one to answer is then the one to choose the next two participants. So it's kind of a process of elimination, which favors the numbers, which, yeah, I mean, you know, we thought, you know, it looked coming out of that double eviction like the five guys might still stick together. Obviously, there was this possibility of a six coming against the three of Paulie and Nicole and Corey. But yeah, it sounds like ultimately Victor did win the day, even though it does sound like there was some confusion during the competition. For example, Paul chose Victor and Natalie to go against each other. But apparently, like, Paulie locked eyes with him and made him do it. So Paul later, you know, said that was another reason why Paulie is asserting his will on this game.
So, Taryn, let's talk about the espionage still going on, the chicanery between Victor and Paul and to some degree James with the executives.
Yeah, well, less so with James, but Paul and Victor in particular are playing both sides as much as possible. Before the HOH competition, they were in the storage room and they were saying, you know, if one side wins HOH, we'll walk over here. If the other side wins HOH, we'll walk over here. And so they are pretending that they're still all in with the executives and even with the board. After Victor won, Paulie was like, yeah, the board controls everything now. And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. And then as soon as Paulie left, they were like, yeah, so we're putting up Paulie and Corey.
Obviously, the nominations come down later on today on Friday. Alex, is the plan to have there be a, like, play this out through the veto and then ultimately have there be a backdoor and potentially the option to sort of not even reveal this until next week if the veto ends up getting won by, say, Paulie or someone like that? Or do we think that the shoe will drop at nominations?
No, yeah, the shoe's going to drop right away, it seems like. Kudos to Paul. You know, Paul is a guy who hasn't watched much Big Brother, apparently watched some of BB16 and stopped halfway through. That's all he's watched. And yet this is the guy who knew. I mean, Victor, after a talk with Paulie and the guys, came away saying, like, yeah, I guess, like, what do you think? I'll put up a couple of the girls, do, you know, we'll do a pawn situation, maybe. Like, he might have even been willing to just nominate girls and go after girls outright and fall back in with the guys. But it was Paul who said, dude, remember who did us dirty. They were coming after us. Don't forget who backdoored you in this out of this game. And remember, like, there's eight people left in this game. It is too late to play the pawn game, man. We've got to just put them right up, Paulie and Corey. And then even if Nicole wins veto, she's going to have a tough decision about, like, well, if I save one of them, I'm dooming the other. We put the screws to her, so to speak. And he's right. That Nicole is the player that, if anyone, will be, you know, most afraid of that pressure in that situation.
Yeah, Taryn, how do you think Nicole is going to handle this?
She's not going to handle it well. She's already not handling it particularly well. Like I said, she went and talked to Victor, and she handled that conversation abhorrently. he was like, so I've heard that there was a plan to get me out in a double. She was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I've heard about something like that. I can't remember. And he was like, listen, I've already been told about it. Who said it? And she was like, oh, yeah, now that you're saying it, I'm starting to, it's coming back to me. Who said it? It was James.
Right.
Like, it was so bad.
Right.
Don't play games with me, Nicole. Yeah. Awesome.
So Victor is now all fired up. It really is the reinvigorated Victor that we were hoping for after the battle back. Now, Taryn, to make that even more complicated, didn't Corey also give her a conflicting story of it was a different person than James that told that had said his name about the double eviction?
Well, I mean, James had been telling Victor that it was coming from Polly, that like Polly was the one that was orchestrating the whole idea about getting Victor out in the double, if that's what you mean. And because, I mean, everything is going to, you know, blame Polly, even if he wasn't necessarily the most involved. It's like he is the devil now, and he will take the blame for everything.
Mm, yeah.
And in reality, that talk was a lot of people said Victor's name at a lot of different times, especially when Dave Vaughn was in the house. And you know, the obvious target was the guy who just came back, especially when Dave Vaughn's in the room and you're just telling her what she wants to hear. So Victor's name has come out of everyone's mouth at some point.
So this Dave Vaughn seed, when she left the house in her eviction to Victor to say, hey, just so you know, in the double eviction, you're the target. Taryn, this has really taken hold.
I mean, in a small sense, like it's just another piece of information that's piled on top of everything else. Like the decision was already made. Victor's now at this point just using it as an excuse to like put the nails on to Nicole.
Okay. And plus having another week of power and having the knowledge for sure that he has numbers behind him, I think gives him a little more encouragement to want to like get to the bottom of everything there is to know in the house at this point.
So, Alex, are those nominations locked for today?
Not officially, but hard to see them changing it at this point. Victor does what Paul wants to do for the most part. And Paul, you know, he heard everything Paulie and Corey and those guys had to say. And, you know, I mean, really, lying very well. I'm pretty impressed with Paul right now. And then turned right around and said to Victor, those two guys, not a question.
So
never cared.
Are we expecting some sort of major blow up then today on the feeds at the point where Paulie and Corey go up on the block and Paulie really goes after Victor and to some degree, I would imagine Paul and James?
I think so. I think that Paulie is a guy who just, he hasn't been able to yet, at least in this house, accept defeat, accept that he has been bested. There's always some excuse. We were talking pre-show about his nonsense excuse about Zakiya. Like he's talking about like, oh man, Zakiya played me this whole time. That's why I was so, everything that I was doing before, that's because Zakiya played me. I got my emotions involved. Like he's going to come up with some sort of excuse to rationalize it away, but he's not going to be happy with Paul and Victor. And he's going to be like, bros, what's up? You know what I mean?
Hey,
like,
what are we doing here? Why, when we got a Jersey girl sitting right here, why would we possibly target me? I don't know.
And I can't believe you guys let the Jersey girl get in your heads. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think Nicole is perceptive enough to be scared right now. I think Paulie is perceptive enough to tone it down a bit. Corey has no clue what's going on. I think Corey is going to be the most bamboozled of all. Corey thinks it's bros to the end for sure. You saw just briefly in that double eviction conversation. And I think, honestly, you know, we didn't talk about it enough, how James nixing Paul's vote gives Paul this plausible deniability that we like to talk about.
Yeah.
And as a result, because Paul does choose to stay loyal to that group, he's able to kind of get information and run it back to Natalie and James and Michelle. And yeah, I mean, they're able to now be a step ahead of Paulie and his people for the first time,
Alex,
really.
Does that end today at the point where Victor has, my nominations are on fleek, I got you. And at the point where he does that, and then does Paul go back with Paulie like, what was that? Why did Victor do that? That was sketch. Why? What's up with Victor? What's up with him? Talk to your boy. What's happening here? Or at that point, is he completely unmasked?
I think he may, you know, just try to keep him calm to a degree, you know, if he can. But no, yeah, I think at that point it's tough. I think they're definitely trying to take the shot at Paulie now. I think their hope ultimately is to try to take Paulie and Corey out quickly. And, you know, I've heard Paul talk about a couple times that he thinks if Nicole's alone, that she's going to abandon the sinking ship, so to speak, and that maybe she's a number the two of them can pick up down the road.
Yeah, I think that gets particularly interesting when we get the power of veto into play, because we know that Paulie has won a number of vetoes this season.
You know your boy's got to be Italian because all he's doing is rocking gold chains this summer.
At least 50% of them.
Yeah. So, Taryn, if Paulie walks away with the veto over the weekend, what do we have a replacement nomination that's in place?
If Paulie wins, I assume the replacement will just be Nicole. Those are the three on the outs. Paul does want to reel Nicole in, but I don't think he's afraid of also just using her as a pawn.
And if Nicole and Corey are sitting up on the block together, do we know who would go home in that scenario?
I would assume it's Corey. Paul has been pushing Corey's name out a lot. He's saying that Corey winning this HOH and the veto shows his true cards, that he's been hiding how good of a competitor he is this whole time, and now is the time to take him out if they can't get Paulie out. And as we mentioned, he thinks that Nicole is somebody that they can get in with them.
And whether or not it's true, Paul is convinced, and you can't tell him otherwise at this point, that the other guys, Paulie and Corey, had no intention of taking the five guys to Final Five. You won't be able to convince him otherwise, even if, you know, I think at least with Corey, that probably was his intention. Paulie might have had some ideas of finding a Victoria, so to speak. But yeah, Paul is super convinced that that was never going to happen and that they need to strike first.
And it should be mentioned quickly that Paulie and Corey do want to go to the Final Five with the guys at this moment.
So in terms of doing the autopsy of where Team PP and the executives and the board, where it all really fell apart, is it really all over Zakiya? I mean, had the week gone by and Big Meech would have stayed, Zakiya would have gone home, and that would have been Paulie's plan, just another PP, to go ahead and go with that. Taryn, would all of this mess be avoided? Would it be the five bros celebrating right now and we would all be sort of just like crying into our iPads?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that was the last draw for Paul. It was the Adele moment. It was, hey, Paulie does not have my best interests in mind.
It's your boy. Yeah.
He keeps railroading me and he won't let me have any say in what we're doing. And so that, on top of the information that Bridget was spilling to him, it was like, okay, this is too much. You know, Paulie's got these side alliances going on. He's not doing what I want. I'm done with him. And he is completely done with him at this point. He will not even hear anything that Paulie has to say. He wants him gone.
What do you guys think of this analogy I just thought about? Zakiya is to Amanda as the executives is to the moving company.
Gonna need to get my scratch paper out to work that one out, but I'll take your word for it. The BB15 isn't enough top of mind.
Amanda was more of like the driving force
that really
destroyed the moving company, as opposed to Zakiya, that was just kind of like this poison that poisoned.
But she manipulated Paulie.
She was Delilah. Yeah.
Yeah, the proverbial Delilah in these guy alliances, right?
Yeah. All right. So, Alex, tell me, how have Big Meech and Natalie been handling all this? Are they sort of like walking around as part of this big plan where Paulie and Corey are going to go up on the block? Do Big Meech and Natalie have to sort of like walk around with their heads down of like, oh, I guess we're going to go home this week?
Yeah, Natalie's done a good job of just kind of like staying in the bedroom, staying in the back room. And James and Paul, to their credit, have been like, you need to rein in Michelle and make sure she doesn't keep doing what she's doing of just like jawing off at Paulie like she's super confident. Because, yeah, we do need to maintain some sense of, you know, integrity here. We can't just start, you know, just running them through the mud. I mean, this is still a game we have to play.
But Taryn, at the point that the nominations come back, does Big Meech go back to just dragging Paulie from now until Thursday?
Yes, I believe she even has a plan to do so. She She, I think one of the things she says she's going to start saying is like, oh, like, are you sure that your game didn't blow up 24 hours ago? Because you're sitting on the block right now.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as he went to bed, she started practicing.
That decided to rattle her.
Yeah. So is this part of the plan where Michelle is trying to throw Paulie off his game so he can't win the veto, Alex? And is there a possibility? Is there a possibility that that trash talk is going to work, or is it going to get him more fired up?
That is absolutely the plan, and they actually think there's merit to it because of how he did in that question and answer competition.
Isn't that
he
was so rattled. Small sample size, though, that he got one question wrong, and it was like, okay, you can rattle him. You can rattle him. Okay.
Yeah, just get did you see how flustered he was? Oh, yeah. My God, did you see? He was so shook.
Well, yeah, we saw the great success that Paulie had in rattling Tiffany when he talked about how he was bred for this.
Yeah.
But super ironic coming from Michelle, right? Who's like one to also get rattled in these situations herself. But yeah, it's funny to the outside observer for sure. It's definitely great entertainment.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It's so crazy, all this. And how Big Brother can really just flip on a dime for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. It was just like sort of same old, worst season ever. And now this is like completely turned on its head. And I'm sure by Thursday night, we'll turn a couple more times before we get back to where we were a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be a very fun, at least to see how it plays out as we get to Sunday. Of course, Derek Levasseur scheduled to be with us on Sunday night. We're going to take your questions as well here on our Facebook live chat. Great crowd for the Facebook live show. Over 250 people watching this live. So, well, kudos to you guys here. And of course, a very exciting night. Fun podcast as well with Brendan and Rachel, too, if you missed that live recap. All right. Lawson says, do you think that Paulie threw the HOH last night so he wouldn't have to sit out the next one? Was he that confident, Taryn?
I don't think he was that confident, and I would, if I had to guess, I'd say he didn't throw it. That said, it wouldn't surprise me if he did, because that's just the kind of game that he's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll know for sure on Sunday, but the fact does remain that, you know, Paul said one thing that he thinks contributed to Paulie not winning is that, you know, he did what Paulie wanted. When Paulie looked at him during the competition, when Paul's going to pick someone next, and said Victor and Natalie, and he picks Victor and Natalie, Paul really feels like that told Paulie that, oh, good, Paul's still with me, so I can relax.
Yeah,
well, of course,
I don't
Paul's
know if it's true or not, but we'll see on Sunday. We'll see.
Yeah, nobody is more confident that these plans are all going the way they want than Paul. He's very, well, I think very pumped up.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem with live feeds, right? Is that you only see people's perspective of their own plans until we get the diary room from Paulie when he says whether or not this actually is a thing, you know?
Of the people that are on the outs of Paulie, Corey, and Nicole, Taryn, who's the person who most feels like something's not right? Who's the person who thinks that maybe, you know, there's just something is off about this?
Oh, it's Nicole by far. She keeps telling them, guys, it was everybody against us. And they're like, even Paul. She's like, yes, even Paul. Like, yeah. Come on.
And she was the one to pick up on it before the live show, clearly, too. And she was the one who in the eviction says, I know it's not going to work, but I'm voting Michelle out anyway. Well,
they all knew. Apparently, Paulie had gone to James and James spilled basically the whole thing, which is why he didn't get blamed. It was good on James. I know it ruined the blind side, but it was great on James to get it out there ahead of time. And whatever he did, whatever he said to Paulie, it worked because Paulie did not think that James was stabbing him in the back or anything.
Although it did seem like Nicole got an inkling before that when Victor just kind of dropped like, whoa, the crazy stuff's happening and I don't know who's going home now, to Nicole and Zakiya. And they were like, wait, what?
Okay.
Yeah, they had an inkling before.
Matt Forsyth wants to know, why would Victor win the HOH when he and Paul are perfectly situated in the middle? Alex, was this an overplay in your mind by Victor?
I don't think Victor really knows how to throw competitions, but I don't know that it's necessarily bad. It certainly endears him to this new group, and now they can pretend that they're with them all along. And, you know, yeah, if they do take out Paulie, and if, you know, if then Corey goes next, then, you know, yeah, Nicole's got to work with somebody. And, you know, Michelle has made it pretty adamant, like, I'm never working with those people again. Like, she's going to run out of options. So it's not the worst thing. I think, you know, given the fact that Victor, his usefulness to people in this game is his ability to win competitions, because he doesn't have a great social game. So it's definitely better for the people around him than for him, I'd say. But, you know, what else are we going to get?
Okay, Taryn. David Weymouth wants to know, if Paulie goes out on Thursday, who's the new front runner to win the game? So if we had basically a real big reset where we talked about only a week ago, is Paulie one of the top 10 greatest players in Big Brother history at the end of this season? Now, seems a lot more unlikely that we're having that conversation, but again, you never know. So who is the front runner to win the game if Paulie goes out?
I think it's Natalie.
Natalie is, oh boy.
Yeah, I think she's by far the best situated. I think that Paul is definitely things have worked out for Paul, but I still don't like what he's doing, where I think he overestimates his ability to pick up Nicole. I think Nicole will probably go to the girls before she goes to him. I think that Victor winning this many competitions is going to put a big target on him and Paul, and I think that all of those girls plus James are going to turn on them pretty quickly. So I think that with that said, I think that Natalie is by far the best situated to go far and win the game as long as she's able to take credit for these moves that she's been making.
Okay.
And showmance or not, Paul and Victor are naive if they don't think people are going to see them the exact same way pretty shortly. Because, I mean, Victor told Paul last night, bro, whatever, you're my social game. That says it all right there.
Lane Sipe has an interesting question. What if Nicole wins the care package and Paulie or Corey wins the veto and pulls them off? Not out of the realm of possibility to imagine a scenario where later on today, this care package arrives in the backyard and returning player Nicole gets to be the person that America voted. For whatever reason, America did not think that Big Meech, especially after all of the crying histrionics from earlier this week, they weren't voting for her. Maybe Bridget might have actually been third place. She's gone now. Maybe Nicole ends up in fourth place at the end of this week and she becomes safe and the veto gets used. Taryn, has that contingency been talked about?
It hasn't been talked about in the house, no. But no matter what happens, they'll still have the votes to send whoever's left up on the block home. So it doesn't really matter. I assume they'll just put up Michelle because Michelle has already volunteered to be a pawn if they need one.
Okay.
That's good for Michelle. Kudos to Michelle. I mean, she knows her position in the game was compromised, and now she's volunteering to be a have-not. She's volunteering to be a pawn. She's ready to be used in the game however she can to get ahead, and that is good.
Brent Axe wants to say, was it better to take the direct shot or the backdoor shot at Paulie? I'd lean with the backdoor with the option to take Corey out if it fails. Any first guessing of the idea to do it through the front door as opposed to the back door, Taryn?
It depends because, like, really, I think that Paul should want Paulie to stay. I think he should want either Corey or Nicole to leave first. But if he wants Paulie to go, then it does kind of make sense to do the backdoor. It slightly decreases the chances of Paulie winning. Just put Nicole and Corey up there first. But then again, if he wants to pick up Nicole, it helps to give her that little bit of like, oh, we're not putting you up on the block. So ultimately, it's kind of a toss up. And I think Corey and Paulie are a fine way to go as far as this is concerned.
Yeah. In terms of the numbers game, there's only six people that play in the veto. But how many people are left in the house at this point? It's down to eight people in the house.
Only two won't play.
So only two people won't play. So there's good enough, you know, he could get picked and ultimately win the veto and then not even be on the block in the first place. And then you can't put him up as a renom. So I think that this is fine. I think let's not overthink it. We like big moves. Okay. And then let's just take one or two more questions. If it's Paulie and Corey/Nicole on the block, who would go home? It's going to be Paulie if he stays on the block till Thursday.
As of right now, as I mentioned, Paul has been talking a lot about Corey. There's some speculation that maybe he wants Corey to go before Paulie, and I would approve of that move. I think that he has a much better relationship with Paulie, and I think that Paulie is totally by himself. Paulie cannot go back to those girls after what happened these past couple days. Paul can pick Paulie back up if he's by himself. Take out Corey first. I think that's the move. I don't know if he's going to do it, but I think it's out there.
I think
it'll
that's
certainly
dangerous.
Be a tough sell to the Natalies and the Mishas of the world.
Well, yeah. That's why, you know, I don't think if Paulie's on the block, he will probably go home, but we might see Paul try to push for Corey.
Yeah. Does Paulie know where bodies are buried on Paul and Victor? Could he potentially sour the rest of there's no name for this new group, right?
No, they didn't.
Not yet.
They no names.
somebody was like, we need a name. And then I don't remember who it was. They were like, no, no names.
We don't have time for that.
That's how people get blown up.
Yeah. For the no name alliance. Alliance, the anonymous six. Could Paulie potentially blow that up with information he has about Paulie and Victor, about Paul and Victor, Taryn?
I don't think he could blow them up. I think he could put doubt in their minds. Paul has revealed the executive alliance, but he hasn't revealed the board alliance. So if Paulie reveals the board, then they might be like, oh, so you were playing within that thing too. Like you're a bit more, intelligent than maybe we gave you credit for, but nothing that's going to be like, oh, and he ate your dog. Like nothing that's going to like totally put them off of him.
Okay, two questions. Ben Beck wants to know, as crazy as it sounds, if Paul wins the game, is he a top 10 player, Alex?
Probably not off the top of my head.
And Melanie wants to know, did you see Paulie's message on the bathroom door? Have you seen this, Alex?
No.
Okay.
I did not see this.
I saw some reports of this right when we were going on. I'm sure we could probably get an update.
It is an infamous door.
It is an infamous door. Of course, the round trip ticket is still in play this week. I guess we have, a 1 in 8 chance that whoever goes out on Thursday could be coming right back into the house. So be on the lookout for that. Of course, Big Brother has announced a Friday night episode. And I think that the possibility of a second battle back is definitely in the mix, that if the round trip ticket is not used, we still probably are 1 week short in terms of somebody going out. So we could see the possibility of a returning player coming back into the game. Taryn, do you think that is likely, that if the round trip ticket is not used on Thursday, that somebody comes back into the house on Friday?
It certainly seems that way. The Friday announcement is definitely weird. I know that with the battle back, what they had done was they had those extra competitions after the HOH. I don't think they've been doing that because it would be really weird for them to do it and then have the round trip thing and then cancel it. So it might not be the same format, or maybe it is what we expected the last one to be, and it's a tournament style thing and it all happens in one day. Who knows? But I can say that either way, I think it's very likely that we'll see Paulie staying in the house a bit longer. If he either has the round trip ticket or somebody's coming back from jury, I think he's the most likely to come back in a competition battle format.
Okay, we will see. Maybe it's not the battle back, but maybe more of the traditional sort of competition to see some sort of like endurance competition. I can't imagine that they would have been staging another battle back, but go back to that first battle back on that Thursday night before. Julie Chen said, and then Friday night, tune into our first battle back. And while technically it's the first in Big Brother history, maybe first of the season. So more information, I'm sure, will come to light on that this week. All right. Anything else that you guys want to point out before we head back to watching the feeds the rest of the day today?
I just wanted to say maybe it could be that shuffleboard competition where Nicole got kissed on the mouth by Jocasta.
Whoa.
That was fun.
Maybe. Maybe we'll bring Jocasta back too. Who knows?
The original. Mama J.
Yeah. Taryn, of the four people that went out here in the post-jury phase of the game now at this point where we have it be – well, actually, no, Frank would really be hosed here because he's home. So Frank can't get brought back. So are we imagining that potentially that there could be some potential competition between Davon and Zakiya and Bridget and whoever goes out on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, that seems – likely. I don't know why they'd need a whole episode for it if it's not like battle back competition style. But it seems like that's probably what they, I mean, as you mentioned, they said first battle back, they were really excited about this battle back twist. Maybe it's a twist on the battle back twist and it's slightly different. Who knows?
Okay.
I hope Victor doesn't have to give up his championship belt.
Yeah, he can hold on to it. All right, so we'll see what happens, of course. You can follow all of the action on Twitter with these guys. Alex Kidwell is at Alex Kidwell. Taryn is at Armstrong Taryn. Scheduled to have Derek Levasseur join us on Sunday night, and I think that is a good spot for him coming up this week. Of course, make sure you don't miss anything when you are subscribed to Rob Has a Podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. And then one more thing for all you guys who are fans of hard rock or metal music, check out over on podcast1.com, the Eddie Trunk podcast, one of the most well-known names in hard rock and metal music. He brings his inside commentary and in-depth interviews to the podcast world. He recently interviewed D-Generation guitarist Danny Sage and vocalist Jesse Malin, not Mike Malin, to discuss their forthcoming album, Rock On with Eddie Trunk. Go to podcastone.com or download the free Podcast One mobile app and listen now. All right, so great stuff. Fun week. This should be a jam-packed week of Big Brother. Can't wait to see how it all plays out. Thanks so much for checking this out. Take care, everybody.